Hi, my name is John.
Thomas.
Dax.
Justin.
And today we're going to be talking about mining. In 1871, the Tintic Mines opened up in Eureka. Most people went there to help mine, or people were paid to work at the mine.
And then 1 year later, in 1872, the Park City's Toronto mine opened up. Also, people went there to get paid because their jobs were scarce.
Most people moved to that area so they could get money and not where they live. People back in the old days used to rely on mining because the first materials inside the mines, and second, because people could get paid to mine for the materials.
Mining is important because it helps to fuel our daily lives. The materials people can get from mining are useful because things like metals, like iron, steel, and other things like uranium can be used to make buildings and big cities, and also create tools and weapons used to get meat, which is needed. While things like coal can help make houses warmer and create fires, which are good because you need fires to cook food and stay warm, there are some downsides, such as people get killed in mines because rocks can fall on you and cause serious damage to your body. It is for a good cause, though, because we can mine materials in our daily lives.
Uranium, an element that is highly radioactive, was first mined in Utah in 1871 by Dr. Richard Pierce. He found 200 pounds of it, and now it is used for a good cause.
In 1898, Marie Curti and G. Benmont isolated a miracle event with uranium. The same year, uranium, vanadium, and radium were found to exist in carnallite. This triggered the prospects boom in southeast Utah.
Charles Steen, an employed oil geologist from Texas, effectively proved there was significant uranium ore in the Colorado Plateau. Settling with his wife and children in a tar paper shack near Cisco, he himself took off to find this precious material for money.
This resulted in the nation's first big uranium strike in Big India, wash of Lisbon Valley in southeast of Moab. There was also a mine called the Frisco west of Midford. The Horn Silver Mine, as it was called. Two prospectors from Nevada found silver ore near a water hole. They sold the claim to three men for $25,000 and sank a shaft down 280 feet and took 25,000 pounds of silver ore. They sold all of it for $5 million.
Silver leads in southern Utah. 2,000 miners and their created shacks and tents and later their homes. This area was called Main Street, and it held tons of shops selling mining material. Families bought food and supplies for mining. The mines had $10.5 million worth of silver, but when it emptied, everyone left. It's not there.